For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
The nation is mourning the death of former President George H.W. Bush, who's died at the age of 94. Bush took the oath of office on January 20th, 1989, and became the 41st President of the United States. A family spokesman says Bush died shortly after 10 p.m. Friday. The Republican emerged with sky-high approval ratings after the 1991 Gulf War, but lost re-election after voters struggling in a weak economy perceived him as out of touch. Bush was a World War II hero, a Texas congressman, the director of the CIA, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. Congresswoman-elect Katie Hill delivers the weekly Democratic address outlining three parts of the House agenda when they go to work next month.
We will lower the cost of health care and out-of-control prices for prescription drugs. We will rebuild the United States infrastructure. We will finally advance common-sense, bipartisan solutions to prevent gun violence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.